We oftentimes talk about very important things in our life, and we wonder why these very important things that we talk about in our life seem irrelevant and unimportant to other people. The topic this evening is nothingness revealed. How do you reveal nothingness? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, with the Absolute Philosopher. And the Absolute Philosopher shares with you some thoughts on the nothingness revealed. Now, what is nothingness? Well, what is allness? Allness is everything. Nothingness is nothing. They said at the theory of the Big Bang that there was nothing. Absolutely nothing. And a atom was there, an atom. And that atom burst and created the known universe today. Now, you say, that's kind of far out, you know, but it's what all the scientists uphold. Now, let's go to Genesis. And in Genesis, what did the Creator God say? There was a void. And out, what does void mean?
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothingness. And out of the void, God created all that is. How could, you see, now that's the same thing that the Big Bang Theory goes along with. Very interesting, isn't it? Mm-hmm. You wonder why the Big Bang Theory would take that concept and grow from that point of view, but perhaps it's out of the very fundamentals of the biblical history. And it's not only the Bible of the Christians or the Jews, it's the Bible of every nation on earth. It's the stories that they tell in their campfires, at their campfires, the stories that they tell about the things they're doing. And they're all talking about there was a time when there was nothing, when there was no sound, when there was no wind, there was no sun, no stars, when there was nothing, absolutely the nothingness. And this nothingness was black. It was empty. It was a void. It was without any reason or any purpose or any direction. It was a vacuum, but yet it wasn't a vacuum, because a vacuum is something. But it was a nothing. It was not space. It was not time. It was just the nothingness. And then out of this wonderful, beautiful, absolutely fantastic nothingness, where nothing exists, all came forth. Now, how did they do that? You know, it's like it's a black stage, and then they open the curtain, and out comes the glorious gospel choir singing in their red and black outfits, you know, telling the story of religion and philosophy to the world. Well, where did they come from? Well, you and I know they came from backstage. And backstage, they had the lights turned off so you couldn't see them back there. And they all came marching out into the light. And they appeared as though they were emerging from nothing into something. They were emerging from the essence of absolute nothingness into the fullness of light and existence. Now, who thought of bringing them forth like that? Well, their choir director. Because as she was expressing to them, saying, all right, now, we're going to slowly come out into the light. Now, we're going to be very black. Everything is going to be dark. Nobody will see us. And then, little by little, the light will shine on each person as they come out, and they'll be singing, Hallelujah. They'll be singing, The Lord is risen. They'll be singing, Glory to God in the highest, you know, peace and goodwill to all men on earth. They'll be singing, can't you feel the goosebumps? Can't you just feel? Now, that's coming out like that. They're coming out like that. And who's creating them? The choir director. The choir director with her imagination and her genius saying, look, here they come. Here they come. Here comes the great choir of God. singing to humanity, saying, "He has risen. He has risen." And you see, the story was that Jesus, the man, was killed. And on that day, the sun didn't shine. On that day, it was a black day. It was the darkness, the void. And all was made into darkness. And this is a story they tell about what happened on that day. And all the people could not be seen. And perhaps it was like a great eclipse. And everything was black. The sun came again, but there was nothing there. And 3 days later, emerging out of this great stone vault, was the Christ consciousness in the figure of a man who was illumined. Now, you see, all of this coming out, when a child is born, the womb is a very dark place. You say, well, light can shine through the muscles and shine through the skin and so forth, and there is light inside, but I would say very little. It is quite dark. When you put your hand over your eyes, you don't see very much, you know. It is pretty dark. And that's what the little baby is born in. He's born in blackness. He's born in nothingness. He's born in the lack of light. And then he comes into the light. And he doesn't see it first. Because there's a transition between the nothingness, the blackness, and the light. And as he comes into the light, if they're wise, they would cover his eyes for a while and let him become accustomed to the light. But no, they shine bright lights right on his face and right on this here, and they put eye drops in there, chemistry that is going to purify the eyes and take away any of this or that. And they do all sorts of things to that to that being that has emerged from the darkness into light. And we espouse that. We sponsor that. We encourage that. We were at the airport picking up our two angels, and as we were there, a young man and his wife or girlfriend was sitting next to us, and he had a week-old child in his arms. And he kept putting a little gentle coverlet over the face of the child. And I thought, how wise. And then he would reach down and he'd kiss the child, and he'd nuzzle the child, showing his great compassion for the child. And one moment the girl would be holding the child, the next moment he'd be holding it. The girl would be holding the child, and he'd put out his arm like this, and she'd give him the child. Not a hesitation in the world, because there was true love there. There was a true feeling. But he was always covering the child's face. And 1 week old, in the airport, with all the traffic of people coming from all the lands around the world. Now, what's going to happen to that child? That child is born with pure immunity. It came forth out of the blackness with the greatest immunity you could ever want, because it is being touched by all of these elements as it is going through the airport, just a little bit, and it is immune to anything other than its pure, perfect self. And you see, this is how we come forth out of the darkness, how we come forth out of the nothingness. We are absolutely pure. We are absolutely without fault. We are absolutely the allness in reversion. We are the nothingness. And as we emerge from the nothingness, like the choir coming out of this black room behind the stage, emerging into the light and singing their glorious song of welcome to the creative cause of the universe as they understand it. And how glorious that is. But you see, this is coming out of the blackness. This is coming out of the nothingness. And the nothingness is the allness. Because in the nothingness is all knowledge, all wisdom, all beingness. And in the allness is all knowledge, all wisdom, and all beingness. But in the nothingness It is so pure. It is so pure that it cannot be faulted in the slightest. But you see, the allness can be pure too. But there is a transition stage between the nothingness and the allness. When you come into the light, at first you can see, but then as the divine in you turns on the light and moves the rheostat up until the light becomes brighter and brighter and brighter, and pretty soon you don't see anything again. You are like blinded by the light, but yet you see the light. In the darkness, you didn't need eyes to see, because you saw everything, because there was nothing to see. And you saw everything. And when you came into the light, you saw nothing, because you were blinded by the light. And after a little while, things began to come into focus. Things began to be meaningful to you. But you see, out of the nothingness, the reality of life emerges. And this is why the nothingness comes before the allness. And you say, well, why can't the allness come before the nothingness? Because then you would be going from the light into the darkness. And we will not go from the light into the darkness. We will go from the darkness into the light always, because the darkness is the nothingness. It's everything, but it is not yet revealed. And as you come into the light, all that the nothingness is becomes revealed to you, and you know it, and you think to yourself, wow, what a great and glorious experience. What a great and wonderful knowingness that I had never dreamed possible before. And you know, there's a great story about chaos. And this is the undifferentiated matter that has not yet formed into something. And the chaos is what is in the nothingness. The chaos is the undifferentiated matter in the nothingness that has not been formed. But the chaos reveals itself out of the nothingness for just a moment. For just a moment, you are only a moment. Because as you reveal yourself, the light becomes brighter and brighter and brighter until you see nothing. Where before you could see your form, you could see the landscape, you could see whatever you could see. And then as the light became brighter, you saw nothing, just like when you were in the darkness. But now you are not undifferent, you're differentiated matter. Now you have formed yourself into concepts and into reality. Whereas in the darkness, you were formless. And now in the light, you are all form. The nothingness is an exciting adventure. It's an exciting place to be. But as exciting as it is still the nothingness. And nothing happens in the nothingness. Nothing takes place in the nothingness. It's only when you move from the nothingness into the allness, from the allness in the nothingness, to the allness in the light, that your undifferentiated beingness becomes reality, becomes differentiated, which was there all the time, but was not seen. The nothingness revealed. It's a good start. It's a good start. And we'll be talking about it many more times, because as the absolute philosopher, we are thinking on these things. Not that it's important, not that it's going to change our world or the world about us, but we're going to have fun. And we're going to be ourselves. And any conclusion that you come up with is correct. I love you. I love you. I love you.